House Bill 1125, an act to adjust the salary schedule for county sheriffs.
House Bill 1125, having had its second reading, so for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Bartling.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. Today I bring you House Bill 1125, which is the bill that will adjust the base salary schedule of the county sheriffs across the state of South Dakota. As you can see by the bill, that this increment is in a two-step manner. The first salary schedule increment is of $2,500 on the salary levels, which would take effect on January 1 of 2003. The second increment also would increase it an additional $2,500 to become effective January 1 of 2004. There is also a mechanism in there that if a county sheriff is in charge of managing a full-time jail, he will receive an additional $3,000 onto his base salary. Now, what I'd like to point out to you is that, and I believe you all have them on your desk, it's a chart that I handed out. I'm really good, but I'm not that good. I didn't prepare it, but I did want you to see it. This chart basically states what the population of each county is and what their salary is right now. And in the basically the fourth column, it's what the base salary is as of right now. The second column from the right-hand side of the page is the effect to the counties in 2003. The last column is the effect, overall effect to the counties after the 2004 salary adjustment. I want to remind you that these are just the base salary adjustments. Many of the counties, as you can see, are paying above this. But this is just to increase the base. The salary base has not been revisited for more than 11 years. It was back in 1991 that this legislature took this issue at hand and set what the base salaries are right now. I want to also remind you that the South Dakota legislature has been setting this base salaries for sheriffs since 1917, so this is not anything that is new to South Dakota. I would also like to just remind you that every year the state employees receive a 3% annual increase. This increase over the 11 years since it has been revisited averages out to about 1% a year. So I don't feel that this is a significant increase when it is spread out over the 11 years. I would like to ask that you do give full consideration to this bill. As you know, our county sheriffs are very diligent, hardworking individuals. Oftentimes they are working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're very directly involved in community programs especially in our school districts, such as the DARE program, the Red Flag Green program, and they're also involved in local emergency response committees. And in light of what has happened on September 11th, they are directly involved in helping our governor find ways to keep our safe state safe, excuse me. And so I would ask for your support on this bill, and I will stand by for questions. Thank you.
Are there any further remarks on House Bill 1125? Representative Roden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, and I'll be brief. I just wanted to bring out a few points on this bill. I'm on the local government committee that this went through, and this chart to me was one of the biggest reasons to oppose this bill. It was brought to our attention that this bill would have little effect because it affected so few counties, because the counties were already adjusting their pay scale. And so at the local level, they're already taking care of that. But I want to point out to you on this chart, the counties it will affect. I counted a total of 12 counties with a population of less than 5,000 that will be affected. And some of them will be affected greatly. And what's the reason for that? Well, number one, of course, population. They don't have enough tax base there to support a sheriff. We don't know what their situations are at a local level. We don't know if that sheriff's working 5 hours a week, 40 hours a week. And that's what local control is all about. At the local level, they do know what the situation is. and they address those situations, and they're doing a fine job of it, as witnessed by this graph that they've given them. The old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, this ain't broke. They're doing it at the county level, so why should we address it at the state level? They say, well, we haven't addressed this for 11 years. So what? If it's working, and it's working 20 years from now, why bother with it then? It's evident that the small counties are the ones that are going to be hurt the most, and those are the only counties that this bill affects. So I urge you to oppose this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, as a strong proponent of local control, that was the first question I asked myself when I saw this bill. Are we taking local control away from where it should be? And Representative Bartling said this bill or this system of setting minimum wages has been in effect for a long time, since 1917, I think she said. Well, it has been in effect for a lot longer time than that. I don't know about the numbers. Perhaps Representative Roden is right, the numbers are not right, but just the philosophy of local control is all I want to speak to at this time. The founders of this country that wrote the Constitution did this very same thing. They sent minimum standards for every member of the federal legislature, both House and Senate. The idea being that if the salaries were set so low, the average person who they encouraged to do his duty to the government would be unable to forego his job or leave his farm or whatever he had to do to take that position, and it would be controlled by the wealthy. So, and those same people wrote one of the greatest documents that this country has ever known. And where this country is less than 200 years old, and it's been the greatest country in the world for years. So I would submit to you that this is not an issue of local control. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Richard Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in support of House Bill 1125, and I congratulate Representative Bartling to bringing this to our attention and for the committee to getting it down here on the floor. It's true what's said. What we've talked a little bit about here, that some of these wages are already higher than what the baseline would be, but the bottom line is that we're sending a message back to the law enforcement officials at the county level, in this case the sheriffs, that we understand that there needs to be a base, and we need to recognize that they are equal to what we've done for the county officials a year ago, other county officials a year ago. I would urge the members of this body to support House Bill 1125. It's the right thing to do, and let's get on with today's business. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks. Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I too will be brief, but I also would ask you to support House Bill 1125. I think we have to be concerned with the impact that anything we do has on counties, but I think that this is something that is important for us to do, and for this reason, there's no function of county government or local government, in my view, that is more important than to provide for the safety of our citizens. And certainly the sheriffs of our state are in the front line in providing for that safety. It's been 11 years since we've adjusted their salary schedules, and it is long overdue that we rectify that error. If we can raise the salary schedule for our county treasurers, our county auditors, our county register of deeds, certainly we can do it for our sheriffs. And I would simply close by saying this. Representative Roden does raise a valid point about the opportunity or the struggle that some minority of counties might have in meeting this new salary schedule. It is a very few counties, but this state legislature has authorized what are called joint powers agreements, where two counties can come together and authorize a single sheriff or a single sheriff's department to serve their needs. They can share those costs. So if this is a difficulty for them, there's an opportunity already in state law to alleviate that difficulty. I would urge you to support House Bill 1125.
Further remarks.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Lentz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I agree with Representative Roden, and again, we're doing this to populations of less than 5,000 is who this is really affecting. And at the same time, we're telling our county commissioners to operate their county government on a 3% increase in their expenditures. So here we are again mandating an increase in expenditures, and they're limited to 3%. And as far as Representative Peterson's argument that they can combine with another county, the sheriff, in one particular instance I know of, had another county obligation and chose not to be sheriff in that county. So the one county ended up with the full expense of his wages. So that in that particular case just didn't work. He chose not to represent that other county. So the county that he was working in had to pick up those expenses. So there's maybe a loophole there. But again, we're mandating an expense to these small counties that don't have the tax base. It's fine if you're living in Rapid City and you're paying your sheriff $80,000. That's good. But look at the number of people that are sharing that load. Thank you very much.
Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, members of the body, I too rise. I'm one of the ones on the committee that voted no on this. And as I sat around last night and thought about this and other bills that we have coming, I thought it was my duty that whenever I see something that affects the local schools, any of the local bodies that we're trying to tell how to run their business, that I was going to remind you, sometime during this session, we're going to be voting on a bill on the opt-out. This is the reason some of those communities opt out, whether it's a school district or a county or a city, because we mandate these things go down to them. So I'm just going to remind you, this is the reason why we seem to be going back and trying to tell them that. And we are part of the cause, folks. So I'm going to vote no, and I would urge your no vote too.
Further remarks. Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think we're missing a very valid point here. We're not concerned about the larger counties. As you can see by this chart, they're paid fairly well. I would never agree they're paid enough. But they are paid a lot better than the smaller counties. But I ask the body this, especially in the larger counties where they have enough deputies, they work 40 hours, 45 hours, the sheriff probably works 40 hours, 8 to 5, and goes home, the deputies take over. I'm talking about the smaller counties where the sheriff goes to work every day, stays in the office all day or does his work all day, and then tries to go home at night for a dinner and gets called out and is out all the night. There's no 40 hours for any of these, probably 55 out of the 60-some counties. There's no 40-hour week. And granted, some of them are above the base. But so what? I'm not going to embarrass the county, but I happen to know of a county where the sheriff's been there 25 years or more, and the county refused and has refused to pay into the retirement system. Now he's at the point of no return. He can't go anywhere else. He's old enough where he can't start over. So when he gets old enough, too old to work, or doesn't get reelected, he doesn't have a retirement. Some of these salaries are disgraceful, and I think we ought to support it. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Tom Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to point out that the administrative process says that the state legislature sets the minimum wages for these people and the Register of Deeds and the Treasurer and all of the other county offices. And for us to interfere with the administrative process of the county is not right. They have other alternatives, but we should not interfere with this thing. Why have we let it go for 11 years? Probably because somebody thought, well, that guy's making more money than I'm making. We just can't do that, folks. You need to pass this bill, set those minimum wages, and let the counties use their other alternatives. I'd also like to point out that this came to local government the day on County Day, and the audience was full of county commissioners. Nobody opposed it. You need to vote for this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Hearing none. The question for the House then is the final passage of House Bill 1125. Those in favor vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members proceed to vote.
Representative Bradford. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 50, nays 18, excused 2.
House Bill 1125, Henderson Majority Vote of Members Elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.